Is God good? Does He care about you and what you are going through? Does He have solutions for today's problems? Does Jesus still heal the sick? Has He changed? Is there still proof of His goodness today? Join Dr. Augustus Okleme, a specialist surgeon and the senior pastor of Miracle Way Church Worldwide, for Miracle Way Broadcast, a live miracle service right in the comfort of your home. Let's hear what the Bible says about these things and let God answer for Himself. Come and know about God's goodness today and experience His power. You can't miss it. Every Saturday from 9:30 p.m. to 10 p.m. right here on Spirit 88.3 FM. Your life will never be the same. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.
Hello and welcome to this evening's edition, the Easter edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. A happy Easter to all of you. Let's bow our heads. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for this beautiful evening. We thank you for the privilege of coming before your presence. We ask that you bless us tonight. We ask that you speak to us. We ask that you open our eyes to behold wondrous things out of your law. We ask for your presence and power to be mighty here. We plead the blood of Jesus over the airwaves, over every listener, over every home. We bind the devil and banish his power. We ask that Christ Jesus be exalted. Let your name be lifted this evening in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Well, we thank the Lord Jesus Christ for the sacrifice He made. We thank the Father for sending Jesus, His Son, as a demonstration of His love. I just want to read something from John 3:16 as we proceed on this edition of Miracle Wave Broadcast. It's brought to you by Miracle Way Church, or for Miracle Way Church. I'm the pastor, senior pastor of Miracle Way Church. We have branches in Kumasi, in Koforidua. Koforidua, we are at Waterworks Junction. You can find us there. Fellowship with us. Have an encounter with God's goodness now, or goodness today. In Kumasi, we are Tichire. We had a convention, a miracle convention, over the last 2 days, and God of miracles was active and present. And tomorrow's resurrection service, I'm specially inviting you, my wonderful listener, come and let's experience the power of Christ's resurrection. Hallelujah. Verse 16 of John chapter 3, the Bible said, "For God so loved the world that He gave His only begotten Son," and you could add, "to die on the cross, that whosoever believes in Him should not perish, but have everlasting life." Jesus was a gift of God's love, and the love that God was manifesting through Christ, it culminated on the cross, where Jesus gave His own life. So God loved the world, and He sent Jesus. And Jesus loved the world, and He gave His life. John 15 verse 13 says, "Greater love has no man, or hath no man than this, that a man should lay down his life for his friends." In John 10, Jesus told us that He was laying down His life, and no one was taking it away from Him. The cross is a culmination of God's love. God, the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the love they had, or they have, for man, it culminated on the cross. The Father sent His Son. The Son gave His life. And this evening, I just want to draw our attention to something that happened in the corridors of power, where Pilate was called upon to pass judgment over Christ. And Pilate didn't want to do the needful. As a judge, he had tried this man in the highest court of the land, and he found that the man was innocent. He said he couldn't find anything that was worthy of death in him. After his examinations, I believe that you have heard a lot of these stories over the past few days. If you have tried someone and you found the person innocent, just set the person free. Let the person go. But the people of the time, the chief priests and the rest, told him that, Pilate, you can see you are considering freeing this criminal. That's their insurrectionist. This man. And they told him that if you free him, then you are not the friend of Caesar. And that would affect Pilate's political ambitions. So what did Pilate say? He still can't condemn an innocent man. So he said, then I'll let the people make the decision. He said, I'm supposed to free one criminal, free one person, and I'll let the people choose who they want to be freed. Hallelujah. Let's look at it. In Matthew chapter 27, verse 15. Now at the feast, the governor was wont to release unto the people a prisoner whom they would. They had a notable prisoner called Barabbas. The Bible says, or the other gospel, he's mentioned in all the four gospels that he was a murderer. He was an insurrectionist, a rebel. He was against the state or the rule, the Roman rule, and he was raising people, and people died as part of some of the insurrections that he was part of. So, therefore, when they were gathered together, Pilate said to them, the people, whom will ye that I release unto you? Barabbas or Jesus, which is called the Christ? For he knew that for envy they had delivered him. So he had judged the situation. He has, as a judge or a ruler, he has assessed the situation, and he sees that the only reason why Jesus is there is because of envy. He has done nothing wrong. He's an innocent person. The only reason why Jesus has been brought before Pilate was because of envy. He sat down on his judgment seat. His wife said to him, have nothing to do with this just man. I have suffered many things in a dream, this day in a dream, because of him. But the chief priests and the elders persuaded the multitude that they should ask Barabbas and destroy Jesus. The governor answered and said to them, whether of the twain will ye that I release unto you? And they said, Barabbas. And Pilate said unto them, what shall I do then with Jesus, which is called Christ? And they all say unto him, let him be crucified. And the governor said, why? What evil has he done? Where they cried out the more, saying, let him be crucified. When Pilate saw that he could prevail nothing, but that rather a tumult was made, he took water, washed his hands before the multitude, saying, I am innocent of the blood of this just person. See ye to it. The people answered and said, his blood be on us and our children. Then he released Barabbas unto them. When he had scourged Jesus, he delivered him to be crucified. What a shame. What a shame. A judge who did not have the courage to do the right thing. He's judged the man and he believes this is a just man. He said the man is a just man. He's a just man. What evil has he done? He said, I'm innocent of the blood of this just person who justifies someone in court and delivers him to die. Pilate washed his hands with water, but the stains of Christ's blood on his hands, it can't be washed away by the water. Then he asked the people a question, which every human being, or which you are being faced with now, and everyone will be faced with at a point. What shall I then do with Jesus, which is called Christ? He found Jesus innocent, but he didn't make the decision, or he did make the decision. He made the decision that led to his death. He asked the people to choose. The people also had a choice between someone who had healed them, someone who had loved them, someone who had fed them and raised their dead and given them hope and taught them the truth. They had a choice between him and an insurrectionist, a rebel leader who had caused murders. The Bible also calls him a murderer and caused people to die. The people also made a choice and they said, give us Barabbas. And then he asked, what should I do with Jesus, who is the Christ? And they said, let him be crucified. In John chapter 3, where we read earlier, verse 19, and this is the condemnation that is come into the world. This is the condemnation, that light is come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil. I'm announcing to you tonight that everyone will be faced with this choice and faced with this question. What shall I then do with Jesus, which is called the Christ? Everyone has to make a choice. Your failure to make a choice is a choice. When there was the vaccination program was being rolled out, choosing not to take the vaccine, there's no middle ground. You've either been vaccinated or not. Your failure to make a decision on Jesus is a decision you've made, and everyone will have to live with the consequences of that decision eternally. Jesus has been crucified and Jesus has already risen, but the question still goes on from generation to generation. What shall I do, or what will you do with Jesus, who is called the Christ? And tonight that question comes to you. You can defer it, you can push it off, you can wait, you can let friends answer for you. How? You choose to believe what friends say, you choose to do what friends do, but in the end, you will be judged based on what you did with the light. He said, this is the condemnation that has come into the world. Light has come into the world, but men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. You have to make a choice. What will you do with Jesus, who is called the Christ? And the thing too is that in every generation, even in this generation, where the Bible says that all the people who were there in that square where Jesus was being tried, all the people there said, crucify him. But in that generation, there are people who believed. In that generation, there are people who chose him. The crowd seemed the loudest. If you were there, you would say, come and see. Everyone said they should crucify him. Everyone. It was a unanimous decision. But there were several people there at that time who chose him, who chose the light. He went on to live for him. Some died for him. They did so gladly. In every generation, there's always going to be someone. There are always going to be people who choose the light over the darkness. Those are the people who will be justified before God. And I'm just encouraging you tonight to join that group. They may be few. They may be few. Jesus said that wide is the gate, broad is the way that leads to destruction, and many there be that find it. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way that leads to light, and there are few that find it. I'm just encouraging you tonight, join the few that make their way into that straight and narrow way. The straight gate and the narrow way. It may seem like everyone is choosing the path of, or everyone, or the multitude is all saying, crucify him, crucify him, crucify him. But there is always going to be a witness. There is always going to be a witness in every generation who chooses him. In Matthew chapter 7, I just want to read what Jesus said. Verse 13. Enter in at the straight gate, for wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereat. But straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth into life, or unto life, and few there be that find it. I'm encouraging you to choose Jesus tonight. Don't be like Pharaoh. Water can't wash away sins. You can't just have an abortion and take a bath and feel you are clean. You can't just sleep with someone who you are not married with and you take a bath and you feel you are clean. Someone sang the song, what can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is that flow that makes me white as snow. No other fount I know. Nothing but the blood of Jesus. There is no water that can wash away sins. You can use akesha to wash yourself after you have stolen from the state. You can use vim to bath. But the only thing that can wash away the sins of man is the blood of Jesus. The Bible said in Hebrews chapter 9, verse 22. And almost all things are by the law purged with blood, and without the shedding of blood, there is no remission of sins. This is the time when Christ's blood was shed. This is the time when he stood in for the sins of man. Now you and I are faced with the same question about what we will do with him. If we choose him, then we choose the life that he brings, and we choose his replacement sacrifice. And more than that, we choose the exchange that he made. At last night's convention, I was talking about the exchange at the cross. It just doesn't take away our sins. But when you read Isaiah 53 from verse 3 to 5, it tells us that he gives us some things in return. And tonight, all that Christ offers at the cross could be yours, if only you would choose him. Don't wait for the multitude. You make the decision yourself. Many people will still choose darkness rather than light. Don't say that everybody is doing this thing, so it's okay. That's exactly the reason why you have to find out what is the right thing to do. Because the multitude is not known for always making the right choice. Bow your heads and let's pray. The question comes to you tonight. What will you do with Jesus Christ of Nazareth, the Son of God? What will you do about him? What choice are you going to make tonight? A failure to make a choice is a choice that you have made. Are you going to choose him, or you are going to choose Barabbas? Whichever choice you make tonight is a choice you live with here and eternally. There are few things that have eternal consequences. What you ate tonight may not have any eternal consequences. Where you went to SHS may not have any eternal consequences. Whether you went to the university or not may not have any eternal consequences. But what you do with Jesus will. If you want to choose Jesus tonight, I want you to just lift your right hand wherever you are and bow your head and pray this prayer with me. There's nothing magic in the prayer. There are no magical words. I'm just helping you to pray. And you have to just mean every word you say from the depth of your heart. And the Bible says, if you confess with your mouth that Jesus is Lord and believe with your heart that God has raised him from the dead, you shall be saved. Pray this prayer with me. Say, Father, today, I turn away from my sins, and I turn to you. I'm sorry for doing things my own way. I'm sorry for being disobedient to you. And I come to you today, and I ask you to forgive me. And wash me with the precious blood of Jesus. I believe that Jesus Christ is the Son of God. I believe that he came into this world and he died for me. He shed his blood for me. He was buried. And he rose again for me. Jesus, I choose you. I choose you. I choose to live for you. I choose to walk with you. I choose to please you. I thank you for receiving me. In Jesus' name. Amen. I want to pray with you. One of the things that Jesus makes available to us by his sacrifice is our healing. He said He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The punishment that brought us peace. The punishment he suffered brings us something. It brings us peace. And he says, with his wounds we are healed. If you are sick in any part of your body, I just want you to put one hand there and lift the other hand. As I pray for you in the name of Jesus, the power that emanated from the wounds that he sustained in his body for your sake and for mine, that power is going to make you whole. In the name of Jesus, begin to receive your healing. Healing for migraine headaches, pain in the waist, in the back, in your limbs, in your knees. Begin to receive your healing now. I rebuke every form of infirmity. Every spirit of infirmity is leaving you now. In the name of Jesus. Any weakness you feel in your body, let strength enter that place. Let strength enter that place. As someone, you're beginning to feel some weakness on the right side of your body, like a stroke. It's like a stroke that is developing, and it's progressing. You are feeling more and more weak. But by the power of the Holy Ghost, I command that spirit of infirmity to leave you right now. In the name of Jesus, whatever might have gone on in your brain, by the power of the Holy Ghost, let it respond to the name of Jesus. And let there be a restoration of strength to every bone, every muscle, every nerve in your body, in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for you. Be kept by God's power. Be delivered from evil plots. Be delivered from every form of wickedness and harm. Every trap set for you this week, we destroy it by the power of the Holy Ghost. And I pray the Lord to preserve you and your home, your household, from evil and from wickedness, and mark you with the blood of Jesus, and cause evil to pass you by. Amen. In the mighty name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Thank you so much for making a date with us this evening. This is your pastor, Dr. Augustus Okleme. I'm here with my wife, Helen, and Alfred is on the keyboard. Miracle Wave broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church. You can reach us today. Let us know what God is doing in your life. Let us know what God is doing in your life. 0249-471-769. 0249-471-769. Visit us tomorrow in church. Experience God's love and power, his goodness, his grace, and come into the knowledge of the truth that will make you free. We love you. We are praying for you, and make the right choice with Jesus. And he is good, not just for time. He's also good for eternity. God bless you.
Miracle Wave broadcast is brought to you by Miracle Wave Church, a growing church committed to preaching Christ Jesus and doing his works today. In Kumasi, you can find us at Chichere, inside Kochi. You can get there using the Santase Kokobin Road or the Sokoban Kwauma Road. You can also locate us on GPS at Miracle Way Church Glory Temple. Call or WhatsApp Miracle Way Church on 0249-471769. You can also find Miracle Way Church on Facebook. Send your testimonies and prayer requests. We would love to hear from you and pray with you. May you experience God's goodness today. Join us same time next week for an encounter with the God of miracles. Don't doubt it. Experience it for yourself. Miracle Wave Broadcast. There is always hope and help in Jesus. Miracle Wave Broadcast. It is miracle time.